I thought it would be fun for those who are trying to start Daf Yomi, or those who are continuing with Daf Yomi, just to do an idea of chizuk on the Daf when we have a chance. This is not something that I plan doing on a daily basis, but something once in a while to be able to have a chizuk from the Gemara beyond just completing the Daf and the pashas of the Daf, but to be able to look a little bit deeper and look to maybe one of the Chassidic masters, one of the Gedolei Machshava, and see what they have to see and what they learn out from this Daf of Gemara. So we're going to start from a piece in Sidka Sadek, and this is on Daf Gimel. And the piece from Sidka Sadek is Os Lamed Bes. So Sidka Sadek was written by Rav Tzedekah Cohen, Chassidic master, and I'm going to pick up from his sefer. Ein nichnasim lechorva, perish makom panoi, mimosho b'nei adam ha'amitim. Rav Tzedekah is talking about the piece in the Gemara, which discusses the story where Rav Yossi enters into a chorva, a building which was damaged, a building of ruins. And Rav Tzedekah says that a chorva here is code word for makom panoim moshev b'nei adam ha'amitim. It's not just a place that's empty of people, but the Gemara is teaching on a deeper level, it's a place empty of people that are yashar people, straight people, emistic people. But it's also a place, Chorban is a place, which is empty of inherent godliness. Meaning we're discussing something that is a davar of rishas. It's something that's permissible. It's not something that's a mitzvah. It's not something that's a vera. So there are different Chassidic masters that deal with this question. Is there such an aspect of davarim shel rishas? Like the Tanya discusses it. But let's talk about here for a second from the perspective of Rav Tzedekah Cohen. Rav Tzedekah is saying that there are items that presumably are on the level of Rishus. And what he's warning us is that a person should be careful upon approaching these items. Now the three reasons the Gemara gives, Rav Tzedekah is going to explain these three reasons as to why we shouldn't just be careful as the Gemara is teaching us to enter into a chorva, but that a person should be careful upon entering into things that are in general void of spirituality. Not just a shul, something that was previously a shul, previously a building used for Avodas Hashem, but all aspects of physicality that are void of inherent Avodas Hashem. So the first reason is because a suspicion, right? We know that there's a suspicion that Gemara discusses there. And the way Rav Tzedekah explains it in our example is that there's a suspicion that a person will actually be going to this chorva not to be serving Hashem, but for their own desire. And the second reason the Gemara gives is of mazikin, of presumably evil demons that would reside in such an area. So the Rav Tzedekah says that it's not just talking about, again, on our level, what it's talking about. Makom panoy mekedusha. Because when you have an item that's void of an inherent kedusha, holiness, the opportunity for impurity to creep in is much stronger. Again, we'll reference the Tanya real quick. So even items that are b'divar rishus, items that are considered neither mitzvah nor avera, so those are still surrounded by klipos, right? Huts, which prevent us from tapping into the spirituality within these items. So when it comes to divar rishus, a person has the capability of, if they tap into this physical item, which isn't a mitzvah or avera, they have the opportunity to tap into it in a positive way, but it's a difficult thing, and it's not a given at all. It's very likely that it's going to be, the item itself leans itself towards impurity. So when a person approaches something which is Dvar Rishos, the Mezikin and the Koch HaYitzer is very strong. And a person needs to overcome this, and we see this in our everyday life. That is true, we could elevate everything to be a mitzvah, but when we look around in the world, it doesn't seem to be 50-50. It seems that it's harder to elevate physicality than it is to degradate physicality. Even physicality that we call Dvar Rishus, food, drink, sleeping, all these things which are not good or not bad, they have the potential for both, obviously. It's presumably, looking at most of the world, looking at most of our struggles, it presumably is much easier to fall into the negative aspects of this physicality rather than the positive aspects of this physicality. And the third reason is, Umibnei hamafolas, mafolas testam chorva ra'ua, she ein lo kiyum, kemashikosov sheker ein lo raglayim. So the third reason is, because it's possible that the chorva could collapse. And when we talk about, let's say, a typical building that's been deserted and it's been left behind, so we know that the walls are shaky and we know maybe the foundation is weakened. And what Tzedek's saying is it's not only applying to this aspect of Avos Hashem, which we learned from the Gemara in Derech Peshat, but also Derech Yisod, is a physicality, Ein Lo Raglayim. It's true, we could elevate physicality. It's possible for us to do, and it's obviously a big avoda. But Be'emes is physicality, Ein Lo Raglayim. Physicality doesn't have legs. Physicality is not what lasts in this world. It's not. Dvarim Shel Rishus, although they could be elevated, it's not what we see when we leave this world. Now, it's true, the Maisim Tovim, which we do with physical items, definitely could last. But Stam physicality, the nature of physicality is, it does not last. Obviously, again, we have the ability to go beyond the nature of physicality and elevate physicality to become something spiritual in which it would last into the next world, our Maisim Tovim, of course. But that being said, the natural derech of physicality is, of Teva, it doesn't last. It changes. Things disintegrate. Things are ra'ua. They start to become rot a little bit. V'afilu etzarech avoda l'tpala in l'kanan l'kanes im yicholi l'tpala b'derech hu derech ha'melch pilon mefula shal b'rus Hashem v'af pish derech ha'melch hu malei me'ovrei hadrachem behim ha'mafsikin l'holich b'derech Hashem mutav l'avod sham avoda k'tzar b'fi ha'yicholos m'l'kanes b'chorva m'chshav ha'schutz etzarech avoda. So if Tzedek says, we should try and avoid these Dvarim Shel Rishus, like we shouldn't get involved and say, I'm going to elevate typical chol activities, even if it's with spirituality, like we see from the story of Yossi, who's going into a chorva, but he's elevating it through davening there, he says we should try and avoid these things, and he's going to give us a caveat, he's going to give us I guess, we're waiting for that Hasidic pull on things, where he's going to give us that exception, and really, he's just building up to give us guidelines of how we could properly approach Dvarim Shel Rishus. But until this point, he's telling us we shouldn't just think just because something has opportunity for holiness, we should try and always elevate it. Sometimes we have to be real with ourselves and ask ourselves, am I in a place where I'm able to do this? Am I really in a place where I'm able to elevate this physicality, or should I take a step back and not engage in it? And this is obviously a very hard message for us. And there are definitely Sfarim that would go the opposite way to some extent and say that we have the opportunity to elevate everything. And I don't think Rav Tzedek is disagreeing with the fact that we could elevate physicality and that's what we're supposed to do. But I think Rav Tzedek is trying to give us a realistic image of that is a difficult process, that it's hard to elevate something when we're enslaved to it. Really, and that's, I think, really the underlining theme, which is it's hard to elevate physicality if we're enslaved to it. And Rav Tzedek, I think, is trying to remind us that if we want to be, and he's going to get to that it's not an easy process. And although we're fully capable, because we're all blessed with neshamos that are extremely, extremely powerful, it requires a lot of effort. It requires a lot of effort that even Rav Yossi was told that, you know, no, it's better to play on the rope. Don't go to a place that's void of holiness, right? And that's what Tzedek goes on to say here, which is that and a person might look and be like, no, everyone's serving Hashem through Torah and mitzvahs. That's very nice that you're doing Torah and mitzvahs, that's serving Hashem. But I want to serve Hashem through elevating the physicality. And Rav Tzedek HaKohen is saying here, to the best of my understanding, that although it is already a crowded field, presumably, and although already it seems to be a paved path, that, yeah, follow Torah and mitzvahs, and that's what's going to be bringing us closer to Hashem. As a result of it being a paved path, we learn from Rabbi Nachman when he talks about his spodas, is that when something's a paved path in spirituality, there very often are more detractors and more people looking to attack us or mekatrigim, different forces trying to pull us away from these given paths. For example, typical tefillah b'tzibur, typical learning, these are very holy things. In some ways, it should be easier to elevate Hashem through these things. They're not Dvarim Shel Rishus. But at the same time, there's Tzedek here saying it's true that when you have a path that's been paved in Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, and I should say closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are a lot more detractors waiting by those paths because they know that these are where people pass by. As Rabbi Nachman writes also when it comes to Hespodus, when a person's going to daven in Hespodus, one of the amazing aspects about Hespodus is that it's like a person's trudging through a forest versus going on the main highway. On the main highway, there are robbers waiting because they know people take those paths. Rav Tzedek says, even with that, it's better that we avoid taking these paths through nature, but rather to stick to the already established paths. Rav Tzedek now is going to give us a few exceptions to this. meaning we spoke about three dangers of going into a churva. Now we're going to talk about three things that Gemara discusses, of which, if a person has, maybe it's more practical, and maybe it's more possible, and give us chizak to go about Devarim Shel Rishus in the proper way. So Rav Tzadok says, Im lo, b'churva, chadetei, mechudeshes meito. So that's the first condition. Now he's giving us three conditions. Everything we said up until now, presumably, is if a person doesn't have these three conditions. If a person has these three conditions, they now have permission to not only be Osek in Dvarim Shel Rishus like every single person is, but to really go out on some level and try and be Mekadesh Dvarim Shel Rishus that maybe they wouldn't have even otherwise encountered, as long as those are obviously Dvarim Shel Rishus. The first level is that a person feels shayach to what they are about to encounter in physicality. If we want to elevate physicality, every single person needs to be real with where they personally are holding, where each and every one of us personally are holding. Is this shayach to me? Or do we read about it in a book of a tzaddik or a holy tzaddikus and say that I'm going to elevate physicality in this way because I know they did, and therefore I'm going to indulge in physicality in this way because I know they did. But rather to be real with yourself and say, What aspect of physicality, how shy is it for me to involve in this pleasure without being pulled into it, for going from something that's rishus, or hopefully mitzvah, to pulled into something that's negative? So the first thing is to be aware of where we're holding, aware of how much of the physical item, or the varshal rishus, the permissible item, or pleasure, or activity we're about to be involved in, has a pull over us. And if we're still enslaved to it, so presumably we should take a step back and not run to try and elevate that, but rather first try and create a level of maybe separation from that. Uvitrei she'inu yechidi barvaso al derech hazeh uksheri shekol kvanosam levaros Hashem. This is, I think, the most beautiful part of the piece. This part blew me away. This part is for me. This is everything. Uvitrei, and with two, meaning a person should not go at this by themselves. There's no such thing as a yachid in Avodas Hashem. Of course, everyone has their own derech. Of course, everyone needs to forge their own path and take their own responsibility. But in order to be successful in Avodas Hashem, it needs to be with anashim kasherim. It needs to be with people that are kosher. Chaverim, strong friends that are pulling us, that are supporting us, that are there with us, that we're able to pull as well. That is the biggest inyan. That there has to be strong friends there. Friends whose kavanah is also to be serving Hashem. It's really a big aid to us. Sometimes we forget the power of having a person with us who has the same desires, has the same, root desires of wanting to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time as a friend, and understands how difficult it is to at times not to succumb to our lower level. There's nothing more valuable than a chaver in this realm. Help a person, first of all, understand themselves, but also continue to be themselves, even when they at times place themselves of a churva. And dvar shel rishus. The third thing is the lokai bedabra, shemakoman shekochi yitzhar. Similar to number two, but it's that a person should be in a place that's not deserted. It should be maybe in a place where a person is recognized, not like a midbar. Sometimes when a person's by themselves or in a place where no one knows them, there's such a feeling of if cares, if I could drop everything, if there's no, it doesn't matter anymore, no one recognizes me, I could pull off whatever I want to pull off. And sometimes, maybe that's part of the struggle of the internet also, is there's such a anonymity there of a person doesn't have to, a person could waste as much time as they want without other people seeing it. Because it's not visible to other people. Maybe that's part of the vote of our generation, is holding each other accountable in a holy way. The chaverim should be people that motivate us. That should be people that we surround ourselves with. People and environment and atmospheres that are bringing us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when we're surrounding ourselves with the proper environment, and obviously not just letting that environment make decisions for us, but when we're surrounding ourselves with the proper environment to put ourselves in proper framework, we, as an individual, have the opportunity to raise up a devar rishus to become something holy. In conclusion, I think the message I take out of this piece is that Of course, as human beings, we have to always strive to take things that are permissible. Permissible pleasures, permissible items, permissible activities, and elevate them to spirituality. Of course, we always have to try. But I think the message I take from this Rav Tzadok, a message I want to try and run with, is that that's a lot more possible when we're creating the environment which surrounds us, when we're determining how this Devar Rishus is being encountered. Is it being encountered on our turf? Is it being encountered with friends close by? Or is it being encountered in a place of desert, a place of loneliness, a place of forgottenness, and a place of just asking impurity to creep itself, to creep its way in? And to try and bring it maybe to a little bit more practical level, a person's going to a baseball game. A person's going out for a really nice dinner. A person's going traveling. Are we going with somebody into this Devar Rishus, presumably, who knows who we are, who knows our values, who is going to be there for us and going to have expectations of us and going to... Because of course we need to have our own expectations and we need to hold our own standards and our own limits, of course, 100%. And we're not putting anyone else on the line. But at the same time, someone else we could look at to remind ourselves, what is my vote here? My vote here is not to get pulled into the way everyone else is acting. Because like very often happen at a hockey game or at a basketball game or a baseball game that people are acting in a way that is very animalistic, or people are supporting, there's a fight going on, and that like you get pulled into, that's the best part of the hockey game. And ask yourselves for a second, wait a minute, like it's so easy to get pulled into the environment, but instead ask yourself, am I with an individual? Am I in a place of my vote where I'm able to go to this without being pulled in to the negativity? I'm going to be having a bunch of people over for a meal. I'm going to be making a big barbecue. Amazing. Am I trying to create the environment? And it's amazing. It's just an environment that's relaxed and calm. And it's just chaverim being together. Or mishpacha being together. Or a shir being together. But it's an environment in which, as one of the Tanayim of Rav Tzadok says, that I am strong enough to make sure that this is a positive environment. Right? Or is it going to be out... Turn out to be like, it's very nice I'm having everyone over, which is a big mitzvah, being machdes orchim, and it's great, and having a suda, which is on some of our shows, great. And then, what's that suda going to be like then? Am I strong enough, am I creating a strong enough environment where it's at least going to be a positive chill, or is it going to be an environment where maybe someone might leave not feeling so good, or maybe some of the direction of the suda might not take the best direction in terms of whether it's lashon hara, or just Stam, being trying to elevate our surrounding and our avodas Hashem. Because as the Kutzker Rebbe said, when one of his students was saying, everybody was taking Lechavad Shabbos Kodesh, Lechavad Shabbos Kodesh, Lechavad Shabbos Kodesh, the Kutzker Rebbe said, Lechavad my belly. Hashem should bless us to be realistic and try and elevate our physicality, all the permissible activities that we are involved in on a daily basis. And do so in a realistic way, in a positive way, in a simchatic way. And B'zat Hashem. Shabbat shalom to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Shlishi. Everyone should enjoy the Daf Yomi. Thank you so much.